Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Dating apps have adopted a world-leading voluntary code of conduct to promote online dating safety. Commission's Minister, Michelle Rowland, believes online dating is now the most common way to meet a partner in Australia. Ms. Rowland says the safety code comes as part of a scheme to protect Australians.
Keeping Australians safe is the top priority of the Albanese government. This includes keeping Australians safe online. And when it comes to dating apps, we have been made aware through research by the Australian Institute of Criminology that some 3 in 4 people who use those apps who were surveyed said they experienced some form of technology-facilitated abuse. The majority of these victims are women.
The research by the Australian Institute of Criminology finds that from a sample of nearly 10,000 Australian dating platform users surveyed, almost 9% had used these platforms while under the age of 18. And of these, nearly 60% reported receiving at least one sexually exploitative request from another dating platform user who were aware they were under 18. Respondents who were victimized on dating platforms while under 18 were more likely to be victimized again as adults through online or offline sexual violence. Ms. Rowland says a lack of action over the last decade means that regulations has not kept pace with technology. She believes there is an urgent need to implement additional safety measures.
The Albanese government was determined to act on this alarming rate, and we did so. We are pleased to say that the industry has been engaged with governments, with my department, and with appropriate regulatory agencies. And we have received the industry's code of practice for their dating apps. It's important to note that this really is world-leading. For many of these companies, it was the first time they had actually interacted with governments and regulators at this level. And it also did incentivise these companies, who by and large are multinationals, to actually implement additional safety features on their apps.
Ms. Rowland highlights some of the key elements of the code.
They include implementing systems to detect potential incidences of online-enabled harm. Companies will terminate end users who've been found to have violated their policies, including terminating accounts across all the services that are operated by that company. Creating prominent, clear and transparent complaint and reporting mechanisms, publishing regular transparency reports on Australian accounts and content moderation, and importantly, improving engagement with Australian law enforcement agencies. The industry is also going to implement a new rating system to provide consumers with information about the safety features of their apps.
Ms. Rowland adds that the code will be implemented over the next 3 months and enforced by a 3-member committee who can issue formal warnings and suspend or remove participants. The companies behind Tinder, Hinge, Bumble, Grindr, RSVP and eHarmony are among those who put up their hands to adopt the code, developed after the 2023 National Roundtable on Online Dating Safety. Although 75% of dating app companies have signed up to the voluntary code, Social Services Minister Amanda Rishworth encourages others to join in.
These type of technological companies do rely on a social license here in Australia, and my message to those that haven't signed up is I would encourage them seriously to think about signing up to this code. I think there is a public mood here in Australia that technological companies do have safety of Australian consumers, particularly when it comes to violence against women, at the forefront of their mind. And so I would encourage them to sign up.
Hannah Robertson, Researcher at the Australian National University Centre for Social Policy Research believes that suffering abuse is intricately linked to the dating experience. She highlights that protection is necessary, particularly for the various consumers who use dating apps.
Dating apps or online dating sites are hosting a real diversity of users who, you know, arguably require protection and response mechanisms that to ensure their safety that are unique to the certain demographic that they come from or the reason that they're using a particular app.
And Ms. Rishworth says dating app violence is a form of gender-based violence and it has to end. She says it is important to create communities, both in the physical and virtual world, where everyone is treated equally and with respect.
I would like to acknowledge all those victim survivors that have had input into this and recognise how important it is, not only when it comes to the online safety element, but also in the wider contents of our national plan to end violence against women and children. Our national plan to end violence against women and children called out particularly technology-facilitated abuse. And this code of conduct for dating apps is a concrete step to demonstrate we are addressing this element in the national plan.
Ms. Rishworth adds that part of the national plan includes very important domains of prevention and early intervention. Omar Bello, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.